el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Buenos días, queridos estudiantes. Espero que hayan practicado la unidad 1 y que hayan realizado todos los ejercicios. Para esta segunda semana, vamos igualmente a practicar tomando en cuenta la información personal y las direcciones, cómo dar y solicitar información personal y direcciones, y aplicar la información personal y direcciones en diferentes situaciones.
Good afternoon, my beloved students. Hoping that last week's work was reviewed, we're going to continue this week on the second week's work, which is basically on recognizing personal information and addresses. At the same time, not only recognizing addresses, but being able to give and provide people with addresses. At the same time, get personal information from people that we know or we don't know. Let's continue.
Hello, good morning. I'm Maria. What's your name?
Hi, Maria. My name is Jose. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Jose.
I live here in San Pedro. Where do you live?
I live in San Francisco.
Wow. Where in San Francisco?
It's 35 Coco Street. Jose, this is Anna. She's my best friend.
Oh, nice. Nice to meet you, Anna.
Nice to meet you too, Jose.
Where do you live, Anna?
I'm from San Francisco, too. Maria and I live next to each other.
So nice. That's awesome. My full name is Jose Antonio Rivera. What's yours?
Mine is Maria Eugenia Castro. What's yours, Ana?
Mine is Ana Eugenia Rojas.
You guys share the same middle name. That's so funny.
Yes, we do. That's why we're best friends.
Great.
Where do you live, Jose?
Well, I live in San Pedro. My exact address is 62nd Street, Dora Road.
Oh, is that far from here?
It's not far at all. I just take one bus and it takes me straight to school. How old are you, Maria?
I am 16 years old. And you?
I'm 17. How about you, Anna?
I am 16.
Nice. I'm on my way to the supermarket right now. If it's okay, I would like to have you guys' phone number so I can give you a call later.
Sure, it's 8520-4170.
And mine is 5236-9874.
Great, thank you very much. I'm going to give you mine. So, if anything, if you guys see that I'm not calling you, then please give me a call. It's 8996-6310. I have to go now. I'll call you guys later.
Bye, Jose. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, guys. Nice to meet you, Anna. Bye-bye.
Bye. Excuse me, sir. Is this the bus stop for the Alajuela buses?
Yes, it is. Actually, that bus just left, and the next one should be here in the next 15 minutes.
No problem. I'll wait. By the way, my name is Carla Patricia Wesson.
Nice to meet you, Carla. I'm Gary Barkley.
Do you have a middle name, Gary?
Actually, I don't.
And how do you spell your last name?
It's B-A-R-K-L-E-Y. How do you spell yours, Patricia?
It's W-E-S-S-O-N.
Oh, great. Where do you live?
I live in Heredia. I'm going to Alajuela to visit a friend. How about you, Gary?
I live in San Joaquin de Flores, and I'm going downtown.
Do you work downtown?
No, I don't. I don't work at all. I'm a full-time student at the National University in Heredia, and I'm studying to become a civil engineer. I'm going downtown to buy some books I need.
That sounds great. I work downtown, but today is my day off.
Excellent. How do you spell your middle name?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Oh, okay. And how old are you?
I'm 27 years old. And you?
I'm 22. My hopes are to graduate and be a professional by the time I turn 26.
That sounds like a great plan. I have a lot of friends who are civil engineers. So if you need any help, just call me. My number is 8256-3936.
Awesome, Carla. Thanks for the offer. Let me save your phone on my cell phone. How do you spell your middle name again?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Thanks, Carla. That's my bus right there. It was nice to meet you. You have a good day.
You too, Gary. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine.
What's your name, please?
My name is Esteban Gonzalez Monge.
Gonzalez. How do you spell Gonzalez?
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S.
Okay, let me rephrase that. G-O-N-Z-E-Z-A-L-E-Z.
No, ma'am. S at the end.
Oh, S at the end. Sorry.
Correct.
Okay. And tell me, what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I actually just graduated from high school. I'm going to the university, and I want a job that I can, you know, balance the two. I need to go to school, and at the same time, I want to be able to work and make some money. So my friends told me about this customer service job, and I'm interested in that one.
And how's your English?
Well, I believe my English is okay. I've been in bilingual school since I started going to school, and I think it's good.
It's good. Okay. And how old are you, Esteban?
I'm 21.
21. When were you born, Esteban?
Sorry?
When were you born?
I was born on December 12th, 1990, right?
Oh, 1990. Oh, I see. And you told me that you want to study. So what time do you have available for working?
My plan is to do my university schedule around my working schedule. So that will depend on the schedule that I get, if I get the job.
Are you interested in working in the mornings, in the afternoons, or the night shift?
I'd rather do the mornings.
The mornings. Okay. Would you be working 4 hours specifically or 5 hours, or what do you have in mind?
I'm looking to work full time.
Full time?
Yes. 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yes.
So that means from 8 through 4?
Correct.
8 through 4. I see. And tell me, what are your hobbies?
I like to play basketball, and that's it, basically. That's what I like to do.
Okay. And are you good at working in teams?
I'm very good. I'm a very good team player. Yes, I am.
Oh, I see. And is this your first job?
It is my first job.
Oh, I see. So you never had experience as a worker before?
Never. No.
Okay, Jason. I already have all your information. I have your dates. Oh, something is missing here. I don't have your ID number. And I don't have your telephone number.
Okay, my ID number is 1-1056-1087.
And how about your phone number? Cell, please.
My cell phone number is 8346-3746.
And your house number?
That'll be 2297 8181.
Okay, the phone number, the cell number. Okay, and you told me you are available Monday through Friday from 8 through 4.
That's what I would prefer, but I'm willing to take whatever you're willing to offer me.
Okay, so thank you very much for coming, and we will be calling you in the weeks to come because we have to interview other candidates. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.